It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
No great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. God's glory on display, a great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now. It's coming now, revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, Tom Dooley. And good Thursday, everybody. Thursday, April the 2nd, 2015. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio. Dale Gentry here for the next hour, the Hour of Power. Jesus said to his disciples, could you not tarry 1 hour? And there's something about praying with him, spending time in his presence for 1 hour. So we're going to be praying for the next hour. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe, praying for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening, and I believe there's hope for our nation. And today's going to be a good day, featuring the music of Michael W. Smith, my friend from Franklin, Tennessee. And good, want to welcome cities, churches, individuals, and many nations of the world that are now joining us in prayer here on BPN Radio. We're so thankful for your praying with us, agreeing. And we know that if any two agree touching any one thing, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So we are a force in the earth when we pray. So, Father, we come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we pray the will of God be done here on this Thursday on BPN Radio. And we need you. We desire to have you in our lives, in Jesus' name. So we come by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, setting ourselves in agreement, concerning our lives, our family, our city, our church, and our nation. A lot going on in America, and we need to pray about today concerning our negotiations with Iran, the nation that has said death to America, death to Israel, and trying to sleep with the enemy. And so we're going to pray about that today. We know there's a lot of upheaval going on with the Final Four basketball tournament, Indianapolis, Indiana. Governor Mike Pence there, and his legislature passing certain laws, passing certain legislation to protect Christian business people, Christian entities there. So there's a war on Christianity, no doubt. We're living in different days. Everything seems to be changing around us except God. We know that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we're going to pray today. We've got a lot of things to pray about. And what are we going to do right now? We're going to run to Jesus. We're just going to know that He is the one. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And so I believe that we're living in wonderful days. I know there's a lot of challenges in America, but I just sense that these are momentous days for the church. I recently wrote, some of you pray with me on my daily prayer call, Let's Pray America. I send it out to over 7,000 people. And you can get that daily prayer by going to letspraymerica.com. There's a sign up right there on the homepage. And if you'll sign in, then the very next day, you'll start getting the prayer. If somehow you have been getting the prayer, you're not getting the prayer now, the system, the mail system we use, once your name somehow gets accidentally deleted, you cannot put in the same email address. You must put in a different email address to resume praying with me. But here's what I recently wrote, and I think it's a good prayer that we can pray today. But it says, in this recent prayer this week, we joined Dale Gentry this morning in praying for a radical revival in our land, a Holy Ghost outpouring, accompanied by signs, wonders, and miracles, millions turning to Christ, churches that will open their doors 24/7 to host the spiritual awakening that will be taking place in the streets of America. No names replacing those who have spent decades building their kingdom. Young people coming out of obscurity to preach with no introduction, accompanied by apostles, prophets, and father figures. Many who have been rejected in past years will rise up again with a platform to preach holiness to an unholy nation. Music and dancing in the streets of our country, accompanied by loud preaching and praying. Media coverage around the clock, attracting those who have fallen into a pit of helplessness and hopelessness. A generation hungry for spiritual things, laying aside their filthy garments and taking on Your robes of righteousness, Lord. Let it be, Lord, and do it quickly, we pray. We need You now, Holy Spirit, and we pray for Governor Pence and the leaders of the state of Indiana. So I believe that we're going to have one more spiritual awakening. I believe that everything that God does, He operates in threes: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And we have the Spirit, soul, and body, and so forth and so on. 3 days Jesus was resurrected from the dead. And so I believe that we're going to have another third spiritual awakening that will outdo all of the other two put together. We've had two spiritual awakenings. I believe there's another spiritual awakening. And even though it may appear that nothing significant in the realm of the Spirit is happening in America, I declare before the big something there is a big nothing. And I am proclaiming today and prophesying here on BPN Radio that God is not finished with America, that there is a spiritual awakening coming. It's going to be a radical revival that will start in the streets of this nation with no names, coming out of obscurity to preach the gospel, people coming out of retirement. It's going to be an awesome thing. It will not be like we think it will be, but it will come by the will of the Spirit and not by the will of man. I've had incredible services this past week at Destiny Christian Center in Oklahoma City, and I stood to prophesy on Monday night that there would come a day that they would have midnight church services, and the midnight services would be the largest services, church services they have each week. And so they're already scheduling midnight church services. And people will say, where are you going? They say, we're going to church. Well, it's almost midnight. That's exactly right. And I prophesied there'd be such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in these midnight services, church services, that there many of them would still be there at dawn when the sun comes up over the horizon in the morning times because of the radical outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Many people coming to Jesus, being delivered of drugs, immorality, perversion, and many people being healed, set free from addictions, and many people just giving their lives. Some people just standing up, beginning to preach. They may not even know John 3:16. But they stand up and begin to preach the gospel. We are about to experience revival in America in the midst of all of this chaotic stuff that is going on, this war on Christianity, this culture war that is happening in our nation. God is raising up an army of 11th hour workers who will begin to proclaim with great passion in their heart Jesus. They will preach Jesus, and Jesus will be the focal point. Once again, we'll begin to sing the scriptures. Once again, we will sing with music, and we'll sing in the Spirit without music. And many events will just start on a street corner, in a stadium, on a campus. It's going to be marvelous what is going to happen, marvelous in the eyes of our nation. And I'm prophesying that the media is going to be somewhat flabbergasted by what is going on. And so people, when they see things happening in America, they're just going to begin to run. They're going to begin to run to the Lord. They're going to begin to run out of desperation. And those people that have begun to live an alternate lifestyle in many different ways, and turning away from God, turning to their own pleasure, are going to begin to realize their need of God. Many backsliders are going to do the prodigal son thing. They're going to run back to the Father's house, turning away from their own pleasures and their own self-seeking desires. They're going to turn to God. So, Father, we pray for revival in America. Would you help me? We pray for revival in America. On this Thursday on BPN Radio, another spiritual awakening. Pour out your Spirit. Pour out your Spirit, O God, upon this land. Pour out your Spirit upon this nation, we pray. Would you help me, prayers? We pray, O God, for another spiritual awakening, not just some type of little renewal, not some type of refreshing, but something so radical that it will capture the attention of an entire nation. Lord, I know that there are revival pockets in certain places of America. And I know, Lord, that many people are seeking your face, and we're not dead in the water yet. But I pray, Lord, that you would stir us up, O God. Stir this passion in our hearts to pray and to seek your face. And I pray, Lord, that people that have this passion will begin to meet together and pray, not talking about what may be wrong in their church or what their pastor may be doing that he could do better, but a people that will gather and they will pray in the Holy Spirit. They will cry out to you, praying with their understanding and praying in the Spirit, praying with tongues and even with interpretation, and allowing the Spirit of God to flow over them. And in Jesus' name, we declare that people are not only being saved in this nation, people are not only coming to you, O God, but people are being baptized in the Holy Ghost with speaking in another language, speaking in a heavenly language, speaking in tongues, and praying in the Holy Ghost. And I've even prophesied there come a day that the Holy Ghost would be so outpoured in America that on college and university campuses, students would begin to communicate with each other by praying in tongues in a heavenly language. Classes would be disrupted because of the amazing results of prayer in this nation and revival that is going on. And people would begin to turn to God in mass, being baptized in the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Ghost, turning from their wicked ways and turning to Jesus, so that their friends, their neighbors, their classmates would be so amazed at the sudden change, the turnaround in their lives, that it would produce instant results. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, I pray in the name of the Lord that young people would rise to preach. I pray that young men, young women, I pray in Jesus' name that intercessors would come out of their prayer closet and begin to declare to the prophets what they're hearing. And the prophets would begin to sound the alarm and begin to prophesy. These are days of the prophetic. And Lord, we know not only the prophets can prophesy, but we know that our sons and daughters will stand to prophesy and declare wonderful, marvelous things that God is doing, proclaiming the coming of the Lord and a spiritual awakening coming to our nation, accompanied by a revival of repentance and a cleansing of the church, turning away from its wicked ways and its compromising and trying to fit into a society that we've never been called to fit in. We are called to change society. We are called to change the atmosphere. And we pray for that right now in Jesus' name. And I set myself in agreement with those who are praying with me today on this Thursday on BPN Radio. God, we need you. Lord, may we just cry out to you. I pray, Lord, that travailings will come out of our spirit, which is a birthing prayer. And we will begin to travail until revival is birthed in our nation. We would begin to travail till revival is birthed in our land, knowing, oh God, that we need you. We need you, oh God. In Jesus' name. Lord, help us to realize we as Christians, we as Spirit-filled Christians, we don't have to get everything in order that people can understand. But we just need to allow our spirits to cry out to you, intercession to flow out of you, radical sounds to come out of you, to come out of our hearts to you, O God. We need you, Lord. We need you, God. And we need a nation that will run to you. And so we declare it and decree it in Jesus' name. Here's Michael W. Smith. Here's my friend Michael W. Smith. He's doing the music today. He's singing Run to You. We just need to declare we're going to run to God. We're going to run to you. We need you today here on BPN Radio on this Thursday.
Control, I give up. can't carry this alone. I've tried for so long. I've tried to make it on my own. Now dreams are scattered on the ground, and now I'm on my knees.
W. Smith, my friend from the Nashville, Tennessee area. Good to have you listening in on BPN Radio. We're running to you, and I'm so thankful to have you listening here on this Thursday, second day of April 2015. And I want you to know that your contributions are very needed and appreciated. If you'd like to make a contribution to BPN Radio, help us doing what God has called us to do here, leading prayer 24/7, around the clock, around the globe, here on BPN Radio. You can go to our website, bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page. There's a donate button. Double-click there, and you can pay by PayPal, credit card, debit card. There's an address to send us a check. And we are supportive of the loyal listeners and the loyal prayers of this broadcast as we cry out for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And this summer, Gene and I will celebrate 30 years that we've been leading prayer across America, traveling from coast to coast, shore to shore, calling for revival, calling people to pray, and encouraging people to pray, and having the opportunity to lead prayer in many, many different geographical locations, including the White House and many other places, and because we believe in the power of prayer. And so it's not just something we've started doing. It's not just an idea, but it's something we've been doing for a long time. And when Gene and I, when we started pastoring our first church in 1967, I would gather the young people, the junior high and high school students, together every morning before they went to school, and I would pray. And then at 9 o'clock, we would have prayer with the ladies that would come. We had ladies, Gene and I had ladies prayer meeting every morning at 9 o'clock. Then the next church we pastored in Oklahoma, Rush Springs, Oklahoma. The young people, we'd send a church bus down to the high school and junior high, and the students would get on the bus in front of their classmates, and they would come to the church and fast and pray during the noon hour. So we have, and it's gone on and on and on, that we have led prayer all of those years, and we have dedicated ourselves these past 30 years to leading prayer. So BPN Radio was not just birthed out of a new idea saying, well, maybe I could come up with something and start leading prayer. No, this has been my passion for all of these years. And because I believe that prayer makes the difference. And God called me to pray. That was my first call. My first call was not to preach or to be a prophetic voice. My first call was not to be a pastor. My first call was not to be a revivalist, but my first call was to pray and to be a prayer leader. And even though I still preach and even though I still give prophetic words, my first call is to pray. And I am believing for 1 million people to rise up and pray in America. 1 million people. I'm believing for 100,000 prayer centers in a 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders in America. And so if you would like to be a prayer leader and have a prayer center, you can go to bpnradio.com and you can double-click there on 1,000 prayer centers and you can make an application. And we are gathering prayer leaders, and some of you may even have a private prayer center. We don't want to announce it as a public. A public prayer center is where the location is, and then you'll just have to find out. You'll have to contact that place and get the other information. But a private prayer center is where people are gathering, maybe their neighborhood or their business or what have you. And so the public will not be notified of that. But it is a prayer center. So we're praying. Would you pray with me? Would you have a prayer center? Be a prayer leader. And if it's in a church, if you're the pastor, you can just call your church to pray. Or maybe you already have a prayer ministry going in your church. You say, I'd just like to be a part of the network. There's no fees, there's no dues, and we don't ask you for any contributions if you're a prayer center. We just ask that you join us as we send out prayer request every week and give us a report of what's happening in your prayer ministry. It's pretty simple. So you can fill out the application of being an official BPN Prayer Center by going to bpnradio.com and making application, and then we'll get back with you. Oh boy, what am I doing here? What am I doing? I'm praying. And sometimes, you know, sometimes I hear the voice saying, is anybody listening, Dale Gentry? Is anybody praying with you? And I have those feelings, those thoughts. So sometimes you just need to, you need to send me an email, encourage me, and just say, I'm praying with you. We're praying with you. And you can do that by going to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. 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 And you can even go onto my fan page at Dale Gentry and put give me a message. You can find me, letsprayamerica.com. You can send me a message on there. So sometimes I just want you to encourage me and say, I'm praying with you. You're not praying alone. I know I'm not, but sometimes I just need your affirmation. We all need some affirmation. So thank you for praying with me here on BPN Radio. I would like to remind you that next week, April 9th, 10th, and 11th, I'm going to be hosting and leading a prayer gathering. That's in Austin, Texas at Compass Church, April 9th, 10th, 11th, Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning. And I'm calling prayer leaders together. Those that desire to be a prayer leader are just simply those who have a passion to pray. Would you come away? Would you come away and pray with me? This is an opportunity. This is the only one of these I have scheduled for this year. And so it's an opportunity. April 9 through 11, I'm giving a 9-11 call. And people are busy. My goodness, people are busy. And I know that people have schedules, but could you put these events, the schedule aside, and come and pray with me? Here's how you do it. You go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and there is the information. And if you'll click on that and register for this event, then we will send you information about hotels or any information that you need, the location of the church, the prayer center we're going to, just outside of Austin, Texas. We're going to come together and pray. It's a tremendous opportunity for you to get away and pray. It's a tremendous opportunity for you to come and hear the voice of God concerning your life and operate on the premise that one word from God can change your life. And I've even added an addendum word, forever. One word from God can change your life forever. And so it could be that you will come to Austin not knowing what to do, how to do it, or what you're to do next. And you'll just leave with a word from God. It's amazing. As we turn our cell phones off and put away our schedule, what we believe is going to happen next week, April 9th, 10th, 11th, in Austin, Texas. Please come. Please come. If you have to fly here, drive here, take a taxi, a bus, whatever you have to do. You need to get to Austin, Texas. And you're hearing my voice. Many of you know you need to come. And you need to say, I'm just going to make a sacrifice. I'm going to take off of my work. I'm going to believe God for finances. I'm going to get here. And you say, well, I'm coming, but I don't have a place to stay. Well, let us know. We'll see what we can do to help you. But I believe there's a great passion of people that are going to come. And they're going to come. And they are going to pray with us. We're lifting the name of Jesus high here on BPN Radio today on this Thursday. I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I love to pray, and I'm so thankful that you are praying with me. And this is a broadcast that is not about trying to start something or do something or get someone to be a part of something that you don't want to be a part of. This is a call to pray, a call to pray. And we're lifting Jesus high. We're lifting Jesus high. And we're featuring the music of my friend, Michael W. Smith. We love Michael W. and Debbie Smith. And their son-in-law and daughter, a couple of our spiritual grandkids, Jack and Whitney Mooring, who pastor a great church there in Franklin, Tennessee. So here's a song written by Jack's brother Leland, and Michael W. Smith is going to sing about it. And we're just going to lift the name of Jesus high. Let's just worship God here on a Thursday. We just say that Jesus is lifted high. On BPN Radio, in our lives today.
Sin and its ways grow old. All of my heart turns to stone. And I'm left with no strength to arise. How you need to be lifted high. Sin and its ways lead to pain. Left here with hurt and with shame. So no longer will I leave your side. Jesus, you be lifted high. Even now that I'm inside your hands, help me not to grow prideful again. Don't let me forsake sacrifice. Jesus, you be lifted high. And if I'm blessed with the riches of kings, could I ever think that it was me? For you brought me from darkness to light. Jesus, you'll be lifted high.
Michael W. Smith here on BPN Radio. Jesus, you be lifted high. Lord, we just desire that you be lifted high in our lives. In Jesus' name, if you be lifted high, all men's going to be drawn to you today. So I pray for people today on BPN Radio going through difficult situations. I've been reading some prayer requests that are being sent in. If you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com. There's a place to send in your prayer request. Our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, will then forward your prayer request to our national prayer team, because we believe that prayer makes a difference. And we just pray for those of you that that need prayer today, particularly those of you that need healing. You're going through difficult situations in your life, and you need a miracle. So we pray for you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, those of you that need healing today, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you come and minister healing to those that need a miracle. By your stripes we are healed. By your stripes we were healed. We know that you sent your word and healed us, delivered us from our destructions. So I pray today for those that need healing. In Jesus' name, we set ourselves in agreement right now in the name of the Lord. We pray for those business people today that you're struggling in your business ventures. There's some of you that have made great profits in days gone by, but competition came in, and it's lowered your sales, and it's made life more difficult. But we just pray for you right now. Those of you particularly that's been faithful to give your tithe and offering and make contributions to the kingdom, we pray a blessing upon you business people, you gatekeepers, that God will bless you and give you God ideas and give you witty inventions. We pray for you right now. And others are agreeing with me right now that you Christian business men and women are going to be prospered. It's above, it's His will above all things that you be in health and prosper. So we pray prosperity, particularly on the business people today that are praying with us, listening to this broadcast. We know there's a great transfer coming. Transfer coming from the hands of the ungodly to the hands of the godly, from the hands of the unrighteous to the hands of the righteous. So we pray for you today. We bless you and speak prosperity over you. We pray for those young people today that are listening to this broadcast and you're having challenges in high school or college, and maybe you're having some difficult times living for Jesus and sharing your testimony. Persecution coming your way, and people that you thought were loyal to you that befriended you at one time or another, defriending you and moving away from you. We pray for you. We'll pray that you'll be strong and a good courage. We pray for particularly for you young ladies that are listening today. You're praying for a godly husband. We pray that God would answer your prayer, send you an Isaac that will love you and care for you. And I just want to encourage you that you young ladies listen today, that happiness and fulfillment does not come through a husband. It comes through God, and that you're not to seek a young man for your fulfillment, but you're to seek God and allow Him to work in your life. Pursue the will, plan, and purpose of God, whatever He desires for you to do. I pray for you. I pray for you couples out there that are believing God for an opening in ministry, and you just say, "Well, I believe we're called to pastor a church, or maybe pioneer a church, birth a church. We are called to serve on a church staff. We have this passion to be in ministry, but it seems like that no doors are opening." And but we pray for you right now. And I do want to remind you, as I pray for those of you today concerning this situation, I want to remind you that there is Dr. Larry Martin and I are issuing what we are labeling as a call to Comanche, a call to Comanche. And that will be June the 25th through the 27th, Thursday evening through Saturday noon. And somebody says, "Well, what is a call to Comanche?" Well, Dr. Larry Martin and I were both called to full-time ministry from Comanche, Oklahoma. And so Gene and I pulled our 35-foot Scuzzo trailer out of there on June the 12th, 1967. and Larry Martin left Comanche, both of us grew up in the same church, and we're going back to that same church building and issuing a call for those who have a passion to be in some type of ministry. It could be business, whatever it may be, to get launched or relaunched. And Dr. Larry Martin and I both got launched out of Comanche. And we just know it's a word from God that we're responding to. And so if you have this deep passion in your heart for ministry, you say, I just have this passion maybe to be in full-time ministry. It may be a preaching ministry, a pastoral ministry, a missionary ministry. It may be a ministry of doing business, commerce, whatever it may be. Come to Comanche. It's a call to Comanche, June the 25th through the 27th. And you can stay tuned. We'll give you more information, but just mark the dates. Mark the date on your calendar. Plan to come. And Comanche is a little town in southwest Oklahoma, less than 2,000 people. But we're going back to the landmark. And I know that we're going to help some people, encourage some people. So put that on your calendar, if you will. I'm just here to tell you that God has a good plan for your life. I don't know what's happening, what's going on, but God is at work. And when you pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, it is amazing what God begins to do. It's amazing what begins to happen in your life. And so I'm just praying for you today. Those of you that have a call of God upon your life and to call to preach or teach or whatever it may be, and there's just this deep passion, deep hunger. And God is preparing an army of workers because there's going to be harvest that is going to be so remarkable. It's going to be so huge. I'm prophesying it's going to be so massive that people will be looking for pastors to come, for preachers to come, for teachers, for business people. It's just for people that will do drama, that will do movies. The opportunities in this great next great awakening are going to be massive. And you're going to be able to do things you never dreamed you could do, start things you never dreamed you could start, minister in places you never thought you could minister, and do works, do signs, wonders, and miracles, works for the Lord that you never dreamed you could do. Start businesses and begin to open new centers and start churches. And it's just going to be amazing what is going to happen. And I'm here to tell you that church as we know it today is going to be radically changed, radically transformed. And so we need to get ready. And I know I'm laughing because I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost to let you know that God is not finished with America yet. And I'm here to tell you that God is not finished with you yet. It makes no difference what you've done, where you've been. And I'm just here to say that God does not care about your past, where you've been or what you have done. He cares about your future. The devil wants to repeatedly talk to you about your past, how shameful it was, what you did, how you messed up, how you blew it all. But that is not the voice of Jehovah God. That is the voice of the devil, reminding you and trying to discourage you from believing that you have a future. But I declare that you have a future. If you will release the past, what could have been, might have been, should have been, release it all and say, God, I lay hold of the future. I'm going to begin again. I trust you. I put my confidence in you. I am not eliminated. I am not disqualified. In fact, I am pre-qualified. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, you have already been pre-qualified. Just like when you get pre-qualified for a certain amount of a loan, God is pre-qualifying you to be a pastor, to be an evangelist, to be a missionary, to be a preacher, to be a business person, to do productions, whatever a prayer leader, whatever it may be, you have been pre-qualified. Now, I know that there will be steps that you will need to go through in preparation, but these are wonderful days. And these are wonderful days of opportunity where God is raising up a whole massive army that's going to do incredible exploits for God. So I pray for you now on this Thursday here on BPN Radio. I pray for you now that you will do the will of God, that you will wait in His presence and hear His voice and connect yourself to a church, connect yourself to a people group that will encourage you, connect yourself to people that believe in you. And people that say to you, no, you can't do that, you can't have that, you can't make that, you can't go there. You need to separate yourself and join yourself to a people that believe that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And dreams and visions must rise again in your heart. And things that have died inside of you, I declare in the name of Jesus that will be revived in you. A revival will take place in your own personal life and your family. Your entire family will turn to God. They will experience power. They will experience the Holy Ghost. They will have dreams and visions. Angelic visitations. These are radical days. The days of normal are over. And we are aggressively seeking God, knowing that God is at work. He's not on vacation. He has not left this nation. And I know that there are many nations listening to me today that are praying, agreeing with me for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And I pray for those of you that have passion in your heart, that it's time to rise up and begin to make some faith declarations. Hear in the Spirit, and then see what you're hearing, and then say what you're seeing and hearing, and then do what you're saying and seeing and hearing. It is not that difficult. It's not that difficult to hear the voice of God or do the will of God. Just find you a place to pray. Shut yourself in and begin to ask God, Lord, what do you want me to do? And when you hear something, then you begin to see what you're hearing, say what you're seeing and hearing. Then eventually you're going to begin to do it. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. And you must not minimize yourself, because when you minimize yourself, you minimize the God that dwells inside of you by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know who I'm speaking to? You say, well, I blew it. Well, the Bible says a righteous person may fall down 7 times and get up again. I'm telling you, you got to get up again. You got to get up again. So we're just worshiping Him today, honoring Him today, because Jesus loves you. He cares for you, and He is at work in your life. I just want us to worship God. I just want you to spend some time waiting in His presence, saying, Lord, I've got this deep passion. Here's Michael W. Smith.
Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I seek. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds.
Come on, let's worship God, people. Let's worship Him.
For when you're
we worship you today.
Lord, you're beautiful.
Here on BPN Radio, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. So thankful, oh God. We are so grateful to you, Father God, for sending your Son, Jesus, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We worship you here today on BPN Radio. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for life. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for the hope that we have in you that makes not ashamed. Thank you for food to eat, clothes to wear, water to drink, house to live in. We're thankful today. We're not in jail, not in prison, not in the hospital. And Lord, if we pray for those that are in jail, our prison, the hospital, we pray, Father God, that you would minister to this group of people in Jesus' name. Let them know that you love them and care for them. And I just want you to know, those of you that are praying with me here on BPN Radio, just want to know that, want you to know that I love you. And I've given my life, my wife Jean and I have just celebrated 54 years of marriage. We've given our lives for the ministry. This summer, we'll celebrate 49 years of ministry. Next year, 50 years of ministry, a half century. We're doing it for the sake of the gospel because we love the Lord. We have a zeal for Him, a zeal for His house, and a zeal to do His will. And I just want you to know that there is great hope for you. There is great plans for you. I encourage you today to do the will of God. And I encourage you today to meditate on your first love, because some of you have turned away from doing what you originally believed you were supposed to do or were called to do. And there was opposition and there was discouragement and things happened that you did not anticipate happening. And you've kind of turned away from the second choice or the third choice. But I'm praying today that you will remember your first love, the things that were in your heart from the beginning that God wanted you to do. You'll respond to that in Jesus' name. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today. It's been great having you. I sure love you. I'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time here on BPN. You have a great day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.